Taking a look now at physical fitness with Dustin Maher, one of the Madison area's leading personal trainers. He works out of Supreme Health and Fitness in Madison, and he trains clients and teaches classes. He specializes in fitness for moms and core training. He's created a Fit Fun boot camp. He's an ACE certified personal trainer and has his bachelor's degree in kinesiology exercise science at the UW-Madison. So really pleased to have Dustin back to talk with us about getting in shape and staying in shape. And certainly you may have some questions for him. And if you do, I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us, and the email address is talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. Dustin, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again.
Great to have you here. You had the opportunity to watch, as I did, some of the Ironman triathlon in Madison a few weeks ago, and I see you had some things up on your website about it. What do you take away from these kinds of events?
Yeah, I mean, Ironman's a pretty new sport. Triathlons haven't really been too popular, you know, for basically the last 10, 15 years, they've really exploded in popularity. And I love to watch them just because of the sheer challenge that it, you know, it puts on a person's not only physical body, but their mental side as well. And I really enjoy watching that, not to the point where I want to do it yet, but a couple of cool stories. I was at the swim. You know, I recommend anybody who's never been down at the terrace to watch it. At 7 in the morning, watching
really
2,100 people, you know, go start swimming together, and it's crazy. But anyways, there was two people who had lost. One woman had lost 180 pounds, and the other one had lost 220 pounds training for it. And they were both still probably the largest people competitors there that I saw. And I heard the one guy, he finished at midnight 06. So he technically did not finish. It was 17 hours and 6 minutes, and you have to be under 17 hours. And the woman, I don't believe, finished. I'm not positive on that. But they both re-signed up, I guess, for next year to do it again. So those are pretty cool stories. And there's a guy who only had one leg who was doing it. And I was also at the run station helping out. And he was going running along still, looking strong. So I'm sure he finished pretty well.
And there was a man who was 70 years old, I believe.
Yes, there was four people over 70. I think one guy finished, I believe. So, yeah, pretty amazing.
Well, it really is. And we have probably not a question relating to that, but maybe a physical fitness question here. So let's turn to Noah in Watertown for a question or comment. Noah, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, thanks. My question would be, I've been getting in shape over the last year and a half, kind of back to the shape that I was in high school, doing a lot of running and strength training. My question is, how do you lose, like, those last, like, inch of belly fat so you can have, like, the defined six-pack abs, or is that only possible if you're on some absurd diet and workout routine?
Well, I still keep a good six-pack, I'd like to think, and I think I still live life pretty full. It's all about diet, though, really. I mean, it sounds like you're doing the right stuff with the working out. I would recommend 3 days a week of weight training, 2 to 3 days a week of some cardio, mixing up that cardio with some interval cardio, maybe some hill runs, that type of thing. But really, it comes down to the diet and, you know, smaller, more frequent meals, higher protein. I usually recommend 1 gram per pound of body weight, ideal body weight. So if you weigh 150, 160, put that much in. Now, some nutritionists will disagree with that, but the people who do it seem to have a lot leaner body. Decrease your carbs. Carbs is the biggest thing. Now, I'm not saying go on Atkins because I don't believe in Atkins, but, you know, focus on whole grains and fruits and try to stay away from as much processed foods as you can. And just cutting back the size of your meals. I'm getting ready for a fitness show as well. I do fitness modeling, and I'm going to the national championships in Vegas in a couple of months. And basically, I don't change anything in my diet. In my exercise routine. It's just all smaller meals, and I'll cut out my cheat meals, basically. So I'll eat clean and just cut the calories and still eat 5 or 6 times a day, just small meals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Sweet. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Again, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. I have an email from Becky who emailed in and said, I'd like to ask Dustin for a few tips on staying motivated to get a good routine going. Seems I'll start like gangbusters, and then little by little I kind of slack off. So that question, then there's a second question that's also on his DVDs, Fit Moms for Life. Do they have to be done in order? Is it a kind of a progressive thing? So two questions there.
Great question. So staying motivated, two things that I really recommend is getting that support group. If you're doing this alone, especially maybe if you're married and your husband's not too supportive of it, that's going to be very difficult. So try to find a couple of girlfriends or people that you enjoy being with and who are going to also keep you accountable to do it with you. That's one thing. And then also finding a routine that works for you. So, you know, one of the first questions I ask a client is, how much time are you willing to commit based on your schedule to exercising? You know, if they only say, you know, two times a week for 45 minutes, okay, that's what we'll work with. You know, if they say six times a week for an hour, okay, we'll work with that and we'll be able to mix it up a little bit. So find a schedule that works for you. If you're constantly trying to, you know, fit it in, I don't know, whenever, when it's not very convenient for you, it's going to be hard to sustain. And then finding things that you enjoy doing is key as well, because you know, if you're doing things that you absolutely hate to do, you know, motivation will only go so far. And then if you're doing in the morning and you're tired and you don't feel like getting up because you don't enjoy what you're doing, you know, you're more likely to sleep in. So that's a couple tips I would say with that. And then also have the end goal in mind. Do not just view it as a short-term thing. We always think about it as a sprint, you know, getting in shape, but it's a lifestyle. So if you can have the long-term perspective and why you're doing it, you know, maybe it's because, you know, when you're 60 or 70, you want to still be able to have a healthy body to travel the world and do whatever you want or play with your grandkids, whatever that may be. Then the DVDs, great question. The DVDs are set up that they are progress. So I've got 12 DVDs. We start, obviously, number one and go from there. But once you get a couple of them, you know, you'll probably get bored with number three. So then you can go back to number one and number two and work on the progressions that I have for you at those. Or you can have heavier weights as well to increase. So it's not that, you know, DVD number one is too easy. Even if you're at DVD 12, you know, you can still go back to it. You could certainly jump in at any point, though. But we start you off at one and progress from there.
All right. And then to get those, to go to your website.
You go to fitmomsforlife.com, and I'm giving a free trial. All they have to pay for is shipping and handling, $7.95 for shipping and handling. They'll get the first DVD, which is an hour and a half long, and the CD. And then from there, they can decide if they want to continue on with the monthly program.
Let's turn to Darlene in Milwaukee next. Darlene, hello. Thank you for calling.
Hi, thank you. I'm 52 years old, and I do walk daily. I love walking. I walk like 30 minutes a day. I'm going through menopause, and I have gained weight. I do eat pretty healthy. I eat the strawberries and blackberries for my memory, but I still have that stomach weight gain. What can I do to lose that?
Yeah, great question. You know, one thing I would first do is get your hormones checked out. Now, they probably are all out of whack because you're going through menopause, but, you know, making sure that the thyroid's functioning well, the adrenals, the cortisol levels, all that. You know, I talk about every time I come on the show, but doing some sort of resistance training, not only for the weight loss purposes, or I should say the fat loss purposes, but also now that you have gone through menopause, your bone density will decrease if you're not doing a lot of weight-bearing activities. Mm-hmm. And walking is not a great weight-bearing activity. It's not awful, but it's not going to really strengthen the bones too much. Mm-hmm. So you definitely want to, you know, include some sort of total body resistance training. You know, it can be only 20 or 30 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, okay.
But that sort of thing is going to rev up your metabolism a lot more than just walking.
Okay. And I did have my thyroid check, and they're underactive.
Okay, yep. So, you know, you have to, and there's a lot of things, naturopaths and stuff like that can maybe work with you. I mean, doctors will probably give you a couple different options for drugs to try, and they can definitely work, you know, for some people too. That's kind of past the scope of my expertise. But you definitely want to try to figure that out, because hypothyroid will make weight loss more difficult.
All right.
Okay. No, I have underactive.
That's low thyroid.
Yeah. Okay.
Hypo.
Yeah, hypothyroid.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And on to Jameson in La Crosse. Hi. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
I weigh like 185 pounds, and I'm fairly defined, and I want to be like super defined. Like Rambo, is that the kind of thing I can achieve by doing exercises like push-ups with my own body weight, or do I need to use some weights to do
that? How tall are you, by the way?
6 foot.
6 foot. Okay.
So you've got good muscle. You're just looking for definition. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I've been pretty athletic my whole life. I've played hockey for a long time and stuff.
Great. So basically my answer is going to be the exact same from the first caller. I don't know if you heard it or not, but it's going to be more diet related because you're probably holding just a little bit of body fat on you. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, eating smaller meals, higher protein, a little bit lower carbs and average fat, about 30% fat. That's going to help. And just, you know, cut out alcohol if you're drinking a lot of alcohol or reduce that, you know, soda, that type of thing. And, you know, if you follow my blog, DustinMaherFitness.com, I'm actually going to chronologically something like that. I'm going to go through about my 6 weeks of dieting for my fitness show I'm doing in Vegas, and I'm going to do before pictures and all that stuff and give you my exact diet that I'm doing. So that might really help you out.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Yep. All right. Thanks a lot for calling. And Don in Madison. Hello.
Yeah, good morning. A year ago, I had surgery, and I lost about 10 pounds. And now I want to put it back on, but I don't seem to be able to. I'm in my middle 70s.
So you lost some muscle, I would assume?
No, I just lost poundage.
Okay.
Okay, well, I mean, the first thing, you want to put muscle on. You don't want to just, you know, put fat on. That's not going to probably do you a lot of good. You know, so the great news is even though you're, you know, in your 70s, research shows that resistance training is just as effective for 70-year-olds as 20-year-olds. So, you know, get on some sort of weight training program. Again, 3 times a week, total body is the most efficient. If you're really going for wanting to put on the most muscle, it's less efficient, but I think slightly more effective, which is to do like a 6-day split. Where you do, like, say, an upper body day, a lower body day, upper body day, lower body, lower body, and you alternate like that. There's different ways to break the body up, but that's one option to do. And even though that's a little less efficient, it'll take you a little more time, but if you have the time for it, I think that's a little bit more effective at putting on the maximum amount of muscle. And also just eating more, you know, but again, eat healthy. Don't pick out on, you know, pizza and stuff just because you're trying to put on those pounds. But eat healthy foods, but just more of it.
Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate it. Dustin Maher, our guest today as we talk physical fitness with him here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Taking a look at physical fitness here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, Larry Mueller here with my guest Dustin Maher, personal trainer, works out of Supreme Health and Fitness in Madison. He trains all kinds of people, clients, teaches classes, specializes in fitness for moms and core training. And really pleased to have him with us today. He's creator of the Fit Fun Boot Camps and is an ACE certified personal trainer. So we're really happy to have him along once again to talk with us about how to get in shape, get good physical fitness, and how to keep it as well. And I know we have questions about rubber resistance bands, for one thing, and extra-strider poles, another question. You may have a question as well. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. We'll be back with Dustin right after this look at the news. Great to have you listening in here on the Ideas Net. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Dustin Maher, talking physical fitness with him. He's the creator of Fit Fun Boot Camps, ACE certified personal trainer, a degree in kinesiology, exercise science at UW-Madison. So really happy to have him along. And lots of callers online and some emails as well. Let's take an email, Dustin.
Okay.
Got Malia, who's emailed and says, I've been a consistent Mamatone attendee since April, and I love it. It's the first time I've worked out this hard in my whole life. I've heard Dustin speak about eating 5 to 6 small meals a day instead of 3. Can you tell us why this is a better plan? Also, on this plan, is it normal to feel hungry?
It's a great question, Malia. And Malia's doing awesome in Mamatone, which is basically boot camps, but it's more for stay-at-home moms. We do it during the mid-mornings. But, you know, I do recommend 5 to 6 meals. And I think there's quite a bit of research out there to support that from a weight loss standpoint. I think it was last show, I mentioned how sumo wrestlers eat only 2 meals a day. Maybe I didn't, but I'm not sure. But they eat at lunchtime around noon, and they eat right before they go to bed. So they only eat twice a day, but they just gorge. So 5 to 6 meals a day is going to do a couple of things. It's going to keep your blood sugar levels more maintained, and it's going to decrease the chance that you're going to binge, because binging usually occurs when you haven't eaten for a long time. You become really hungry. But of course, when you are eating more meals, the meals have to be smaller. So I think that's where kind of Malia is getting at, where you've got to change your perception of how you feel after you eat. A lot of times we eat till we're full or we're stuffed or we're, you know, sick, you know, whatever the word you want to use, you know, and you got to cut it off before that. And it takes our brains and bodies about 15 minutes after we've eaten to actually feel what we should feel, you know, if it's mm-hmm. full. So, you know, that's why you should eat slow and, you know, eat your first plate or whatever and then rest for a while and see how you feel. And you should feel full by then. So you definitely want to never really feel stuffed. You should feel satisfied. I like to use that word, satisfied. And so the meals are going to be a lot smaller, but if you're breaking them up over the long period of time, you're going to increase the metabolism. You're going to decrease the chance that you pig out later on and just keep your calories a little bit more under control.
Justin in Port Washington says, I just gave up smoking after about 24 years of it. I'm 39-year-old male, would like to know what I can do to improve my lung and heart health to reverse the effects of smoking.
Yeah, it's a great question.
Good for him,
and
by the way.
Congratulations for stopping this. You know, even if you gain weight here initially, it's far better than smoking. So, you know, I would start just working on your base cardio. You know, if walking is hard for you, you know, just start with some walking and just try to push yourself each day to increase. You know, if you can jog right now, you know, jog for 1 minute and then rest. And then, you know, the next day go a minute and a half and just build it up to 20 to 30 minutes. And then what I would do is try some more intervals where it's a little bit more intense, you know, going for 30 seconds as hard as you can. So maybe more like a sprint or a really fast jog for 30 seconds and then walking for a minute to 2 minutes until you recover. But I wouldn't really start out with that. I would want to see you get your base up, get all that smoke and all that crap out of the lungs a little bit more, and then build into some more intense exercise that's really going to challenge your cardiovascular system.
Let's turn to Annie in La Crosse next. Annie, hello to you.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I was wondering if you would call using the Exostriders, could that be called weight-bearing? And before I hang up, I'd also like to ask, when you say meals a day, do you mean like a snack in between your regular meals, like a fruit or something, or are you talking all the food groups at each meal? So I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
You were talking about the Exostrider machine itself.
The poles?
No, the Exostrider poles.
The poles, yeah, okay.
That Tom Rutland and Madison created, and they're fabulous for walking, and I actually skip with them and give... I'm 61.
Okay.
And give myself a great workout, but could you call that weight bearing on your arms?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Great question. You know, I don't know a lot about the poles, but I don't know how heavy they are. I'm guessing they're not too weighted. I mean, there might be a little bit of weight associated with them besides like a ski pole. Again, I'm not sure on that, but I would not consider that too much weight bearing. I mean, it's certainly a little bit. It's going to work the shoulders just slightly, but it's such a low intensity movement. Lifting those poles up, that it's not going to really strengthen those arms very much. So you still want to use some dumbbells that are, you know, 10, you know, between 8 and 15 or 20 pounds instead of, and in addition to the poles. I mean, it's great that you're using them, skipping and stuff. It's great for the joints and the bones, working on strengthening the muscles and the bones up. So that's great. And then what was the second question? Oh, on meals.
Meals, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So, you know, I kind of use them interchangeably. You know, you could certainly do 3 standard square meals and then add your snacks in between. But what I try to get people to do, even on their snacks, is a protein and a carb or a carb and fat together. I try not to eat carbs alone, and the reason is that's going to increase your blood sugar levels a lot quicker if you're just eating them alone. So, you know, a piece of fruit's great, but then add a protein with it. Maybe it's a little bit of meat. Maybe it's a few almonds. Maybe it's, I don't know, an egg.
String cheese, maybe?
String cheese is a great one. Yep, that's a very good one. Some peanut butter. So try to get some protein or fat in there with it. And again, that's going to decrease the effects the blood sugar has on your body, and it'll slow the absorption breakdown rate of that food.
Peanut butter and apple slices.
It's a good one. Just make sure you don't eat too much peanut butter.
All right. Gary in Minocqua, on to you now. Hi, Gary.
How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. My question is, I got a couple of them. I'll start out with, through the VA, I got these resistant bands. And they gave me an instruction bulletin, but I think I'd be a little more disciplined if I had a video. And I was wondering if your guest knows or has an outlet where I could get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, resistance bands are great. I really like them. We use them in our boot camps, and I love traveling with them because they don't really weigh anything. Unfortunately, I don't have any personal products with them, and I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm sure if you looked in Google and searched for resistance band DVDs or workout videos, I'm sure you could find some. Go to Amazon.com and check that out. Go to YouTube and type that in as well, and you could get some free videos off of there as well.
All right. One more question. I just wanted to make a statement about the lady that called in about where you suggested taking several meals a day.
Yep.
I was diagnosed with borderline diabetes, and I changed my diet to vegetables and fruits, and I do eat several a day. And my weight's gone from 245 down to 201. I'm right on the money for what I should be. And I seem to have so much energy. I'm 64, and I feel like I did in my 20s.
Great job. That's awesome.
And also quit smoking during that time. So I didn't gain weight. I actually lost weight. But my problem is I work hard in the summer, and then winter I vegetate, and that's why I'm interested in the resistant band exercises. So
yep. Try cross-country skiing maybe, too. That might be a good option.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Yeah, you're in Minocqua. That's a great area for cross-country skiing. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. That's an activity in the wintertime. You can get out, and I don't care how cold it is.
Yeah. You're going to stay warm.
You're going to stay warm. Matt and Racine, it's your turn. Hi, Matt.
Hi. I had a couple of things. One is I was wondering if you ever heard of that P90X workout program.
P90X?
Yep. Yeah, P90X is probably my most favorite. I'm a little biased for my program, but besides my program, P90X is awesome. I mean, a lot of infomercials are pretty sketchy on the results and stuff, but that's legit. It was started by, I believe, a Marine, and I've done a few of the DVDs, and a lot of my friends have it, and I give that two thumbs up there. It's very legit. It's very challenging. It's not a beginner's workout. You need to have a pull-up bar in your house, and I think one of the workouts they do like 80 pull-ups. So I mean, there's different ways to modify things, but it's tough. It's I believe it's about an hour a day, hour to up to 90 minutes a day, 6 days a week. So it is tough, but it works. So yeah, I really recommend it.
And then as far as the six small meals a day, I've always been extremely active, and I've always ate a lot of food and never gained weight or anything, but. Now as I get older, I don't have as much time to work out. I try to do the six small meals a day, but I feel hungry all day.
Yeah. So add a few more carbs in there maybe, some more complex carbs that can help with things a little bit, and just slightly increase the serving size of each of those meals, just a little bit, maybe 25 calories each or so, and see how that feels. And if you are still hungry, bump it up another 10 to 25 calories, and you'll get to the point where hopefully you feel satisfied and you're still not really gaining any weight.
Mm-hmm. Sure, because I feel like I'm suffering all day.
Yeah, you don't
I
tell,
want that.
No, I tell people, whatever eating plan you're on, ask yourself, can you maintain this for the rest of your life? And if you can't, then you probably shouldn't be on it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. Talking about food, you have put together a sort of a shopping list that I thought was found kind of interesting, Dustin.
Yeah, it's a new thing that hopefully maybe on this radio show can take off and I can get some help with it, but basically, it came about when I see a lot of people at the grocery store and just making really bad choices, and it hurts me because I care about these people, but I can't really just go up and say something because that's kind of rude, and maybe they don't want the help. So what I did was I compiled a big list of about 100, 120 of what I think the healthiest foods at a grocery store are. I do a lot of grocery shopping tours as well, so I kind of know what people are looking for and liking. And I put that in a one-sheet handout with the aisles per store, where you can find each thing. And so hopefully it's going to take off. I've contacted a couple stores locally with mixed results with them willing to work with me. So if any of you guys know any store owners around, I'd love to take this nationally and just have you know, a handout that people can take right as they get into the store, just like they grab their coupons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's optional, and they have that resource there. And I'm going to email this resource out to everyone on my newsletter list probably within the next month. So if you guys want to get on that, I'll certainly send that out to you.
And getting on the list is
going to DustinMaherFitness.com. And then you'll see on the right-hand side, there's a place to put your name and email, and you'll get a little bit of a free gift there. And also you'll get on my newsletter, which I send out tons of healthy recipes, exercises, a lot of my stuff I do on NBC, CBS, and ABC. I post there as well.
Let's go to Jeff in McGuanago next. Jeff, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I have a supplement question.
Okay.
You know, I'm 46 years old. I'm probably about 60 pounds overweight, trying to get back into my teenage years of fitness. But, you know, you pick up the health food or the health magazines, and especially like bodybuilding magazines, because I used to do a lot of that when I was younger. And you're just inundated with all these supplements, you know, whey and protein and the fat burning supplements. What is your take on the supplements? And do you use them, and would you recommend them, and which ones?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, first of all, you got to realize, bodybuilding.com, for example, is an awesome resource for exercise and nutrition, but they only make money off of their supplements. So you've got to remember that, you know, all the advertising that you see in all the magazines, that's really the only way they make their money is off supplements.
Sure.
I think there are a few things. For you, for weight loss, I try to get people to stay away from all the fat-burning supplements out there. Whether they're dangerous or not, it's hard to say, but, you know, it seems like every year or two, something else gets taken off. You know, FDA says it's, you know, causes some bad things. So, the couple that I do recommend is whey protein, 100% whey protein. And I used to promote, like, a certain protein powder. But most of them have fake sugars in them, and I'm really trying to get people away from fake sugars in general. So I felt hypocritical doing that. So I'm trying to find a really good protein powder that does not have fake sugar in it. So that's one thing you want to look out for. For muscle building, creatine is a great supplement. It's been tested probably more than just about any other supplement out there. And it's been shown to increase muscle mass, which in the long run can help with weight loss. Weight loss is just about eating, basically, and the exercise portion, but eating is the biggest part to lose the weight. Fish oil supplement, I'm a big fan of, some sort of a fish oil or krill oil. You know, most of us don't eat enough fish products to get enough in. So those are the main ones that I take and recommend to people.
All right.
What do you feel about smoked fish?
Smoked
salmon?
I think it's fine. I don't really know too many details about, why it wouldn't be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Someone emailed in and said for DVDs for resistance bands are found at collagevideo.com.
It's collage, I believe.
Or collage?
Yeah, C-O-L-L-A-G-E. Yeah, collage video. Yeah, that's a great place for any videos. So, great. Appreciate that.
Collagevideos.com. Will you be, here's another one, will you be offering evening classes for your boot camps?
Yeah, we're trying right now. And if you guys, maybe you guys can help me. If you guys know any locations on the west side of Madison that will have us at like a 5:30 p.m., please, please, please email me. It's so hard to find indoor locations in the evenings that aren't taken. So churches, whatever. We have our amazing trainer. We're all ready to go. We just need someone to find a location for us.
And you're having, as long as we're on to this, you've got a boot camp Saturday that's a free one for people who are...
Yeah, October 1st, we start our indoor sessions. So on the 26th of September at 8 a.m. at Madtown Twisters on the west side of Madison, we're offering a free boot camp for the whole family. Madtown Twisters is going to provide trainers for the kids as well, so they're going to be able to play around on the trampolines and all the fun equipment, and we're going to have five or six of our trainers there. We're hoping for well over 100 people to show up and just expose a bunch of people to what we have to offer, and we've got seven indoor locations. We only had two last year, so we're over tripled from last year's number of boot camps.
Great. Okay, let's go to Matthew in Fenimore next. Matthew, hello.
Oh, yes. I was just wondering, I started an exercise program this last February here, and I do cardio and weight training 3 days a week and walk at least 2 miles every day. And I was just wondering, I have been completely unable to lose the old gut kind of thing, and I was just wondering if there's a particular reason for that. I eat a healthy diet, fruits, vegetables, all that, and I was just wondering why I can't seem to lose it around the gut.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
27, okay. Do you drink a lot of alcohol? Drink a lot of calories in general?
I don't drink alcohol at all.
Okay. Boy, I mean, there is a chance that you have low thyroid as well. I mean, it happens in men. I checked that, and
I don't.
Okay. Have you ever calculated how many calories you are consuming per day?
About 2,000.
Only 2,000.
2,500 on a bad day.
Okay. That's not too much. So you're weight training and doing cardio 3 days a week, so, and then you're walking the other days?
Yes.
Okay.
Even the days I do cardio and weight training, I walk at least 2 miles a day.
Okay. Well, what I would recommend is trying on those other days that you, instead of maybe walking for 2 miles, trying to do some intervals to kick the metabolism up a little bit. So what I mean by that is, you know, do like 30 seconds of running or 1 minute of running followed by 1 to 2 minutes of walking. And that'll increase the metabolism significantly after the workout as well. Post-workout, do you do any post-workout eating? Like within 30 minutes of working out? Have you tried that?
Typically, I don't. I have about an hour drive to get back to my house. It's not that far of a distance, just all back roads.
All right, so this is a good topic. Anybody who's working out, especially resistance training, you need to be consuming some sort of protein and carbs within 30 minutes of a workout. And the reason is your muscle fibers are 400% more receptive to protein at that time. And there's a great book out there called Nutrient Timing. I highly recommend. I don't know the authors off the top of my head, but Nutrient Timing. And you want to consume simple sugars. So I like fruit as my simple sugar. And then some sort of fast-absorbing protein. Whey protein is a very fast-absorbing one. So that's where like a protein drink comes into play. So you can make it ahead of time, bring it with you to the gym or wherever you're working out, and then drink it right after the workout. Chocolate milk is called the poor man's protein drink or post-workout, and it's actually really good because it's got about a 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 ratio of carbs to protein. So, you know, if you're having maybe 50 grams of carbs, have about 25 grams of protein in there. And that'll help recover better, help your muscles recover, maybe burn a little more fat and help build a little bit more muscle. And that's also important to do. So I would try that and increase the intensity of your off days, but still having 1 to 2 days of recovery and rest.
All right. Give it a shot, Matthew. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. And Kay in Waukesha, it's your turn. Hi, Kay.
Hi. I would like you to talk about exercise, heart rate, and beta blockers. And the reason is I started a beta blocker several years ago when, of course, my heart rate doesn't get as high with exercising. And I find that I'm real good at going long distances, biking or hiking, as long as I'm on the flat. But I just get so short of breath going up hills. And I'm wondering, am I just not going to be able to do that on a beta blocker, or am I not training properly, and how do I kind of push myself and set goals and train more effectively to handle hills?
Yeah. Have you gotten clearance from your doctor to engage in high-intensity physical activity?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so beta blockers decreases the max heart rate, basically. And I'm not an expert in this area, but I would imagine that, you know, it'd be pretty similar to someone who is not on a beta blocker from the training style. You may not be able to go quite as intense, but, you know, I would still just build up doing those hills where you said you get out of breath, you know, go hard for just a little bit and then try to recover and bring the heart rate down as quickly as possible. Because a lot of fitness and cardiovascular fitness is not necessarily how high the heart rate gets, it's how quickly it recovers. So working on that recovery time. So I would still try to, you know, do the flats, do your cardio, but then also increase the intensity just a little bit till you get to that point where it gets challenging, and then go back down and recover as quickly as you can, and then do it again, and just keep increasing the distances of that higher intensity, and see if that helps. But that's pretty much what I would recommend to most people for cardiovascular fitness. So, you know, if you're still having issues, you know, like really bad issues, I don't know if there's anything else going on besides the beta blocker.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Kay. And Lori in Appleton. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Dustin. This is Lori, one of the Loris that came
down
Saturday.
They drove 2.5 hours to come to boot camp on Saturday. It's great to see you.
Yeah, well, I'm still sore, so thank you.
You're welcome.
I just have a quick question. I do, you know, for omega-3.
Yeah.
And I usually get them mostly from flaxseed because I'm not a big fish eater.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if, you know, if one's better than the other or if it's, you know, equal as far as omega-3s go.
That's a good question, and I'm not super confident in my answer on that, so I'm not going to give you...
Research that one.
Yeah, I should check that one out if it's better or not. Flaxseed is an awesome, awesome fat, and I recommend people eating flaxseed, not only for the fat, but also the fiber. I'd prefer people to eat the flaxseed itself instead of getting flaxseed oil, which will not have the fiber in it. But, yeah, those...
That's one to look up.
I'll look that up for next time.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lori, for calling. Appreciate it. And Dustin, thank you so much. You'll be back.
You.
Again, your website is?
DustinMaherFitness.com. That's M-A-H-E-R. And then for boot camps, they're starting up here, MadisonBootCamps.com.
MadisonBootCamps.com. Thank
yep.
you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Look forward to his next visit. Dustin Maher, who has created the Fit Fun Boot Camps. He's a specialist, works in fitness for moms. He does core training, so lots of great things there. Really pleased to have him with us today, and I'm sure we'll have him back and do it again. Guy that's in pretty good shape is Dallas Seavey, who is the youngest musher to finish the Iditarod sled dog race. He's going to be our guest tomorrow at 11, and then we'll take a look at the Woodland Traditions at 11:45. Stay with us. Lots in store.